While the G8 agreed to impose sanctions against the Zimbabwean government, the United Nations Security Council faces considerable opposition to imposing similar sanctions. A vote on a U.S.-sponsored draft resolution calling for sanctions against President Robert Mugabe's regime is expected later this week by the UN Security Council. Dennis Benton of Zimbabwe Vigil told us, however, that a UN resolution is unlikely.
It'll increase the pressure on the ZANU-PF government and Mugabe in particular. But whether it gets through the United Nations Security Council is still an open question. At the G8 meeting in Japan, the new Russian president seemed to have caved in to pressure and agreed to support the sanctions. But there's a different opinion coming from the Russian representative at the United Nations, and it's still unclear how much the new Russian president counts, really. And then there's the danger that China could veto the resolutions. It's suggested that because the Olympic Games are coming up so soon, that China will be reluctant to stand in the way of this. But on the other hand, it's been a faithful supporter of Mugabe. It has big investments in Zimbabwe. South Africa is completely opposed to the sanctions, and South Africa is the main player in this unfolding drama in Zimbabwe. Unless South Africa implements them, they're pretty useless, really. Malaysia, that's where Mugabe keeps his money, where he goes on holidays and takes much of the national exchequer with him when he goes. They don't show much enthusiasm for human rights either. So whether they will observe these sanctions is open to doubt.